All right. So first off, I want to apologize for the title because I really wanted to make the title of this video "Why European Girls Can't Dance." But what I found with YouTube is if you say like anything like MGTOW in the title or anything like that, and then you just say girls or women and you generalize the whole bunch, it raises your chances of getting blocked and getting, you know, blocked for hate speech or, you know, or getting your shit turned off and deactivated. So that's why I named it "Why Europeans Have Trouble with Rhythm." But what I really wanted to put in the title was "Why European Girls Can't Dance and Give Bad Blowjobs." OK. So with that being said, I want to go into my theory on why this is. Now, I remember and I'm going to reflect on myself and my past with it. Now, I remember when I was younger, I could at least kind of I could dance when I was little, when I was younger. Right. And I remember after I had taught myself how to play, you know, musical instruments, I couldn't dance anymore. Like I lost all the whole ability to like move like smooth to a rhythm. Like I could still like, you know, move like something like that. But like I remember like when I first figured out, it was real bad, man. Like, I really lost all rhythm to music after I learned how to play it. And I also remember at the time, this game called Guitar Hero was out. And I had lost all, like, I couldn't play Guitar Hero because I learned how to play an actual guitar. And if you play actual guitar, like, Guitar Hero is nothing like an actual guitar. And for those of you who don't know, Guitar Hero is this game where it's like, it sets up, like, you know, you have this fake guitar that has buttons on it. And you have to push it along with what goes down the screen, right? And Guitar Hero was a big thing probably about maybe 15 years ago, and I couldn't play Guitar Hero after I learned how to play guitar. Now, with that brief overview, I'm going to go into my theory on why European women cannot dance and they usually don't give good blowjobs. The only good blowjob I've had since I've been here was from this Russian girl. And it was weird because I almost didn't even talk to her, but I ended up like taking a chance of talking to her, and she ended up being like the best slut you can have type of thing. And so, but that's the only time I had a good blowjob in Europe over 3 years. That's including my wife. like they just like, they don't get it. And I think, and the reason why I think it is I think it's because, like I said, with me and with music, once you learn like intricacies on how something's created, then you lose that ability to kind of like move freely and enjoy it. And with that being said, I think European women's issues is, see, European women can be very beautiful. European women are usually just like by street value from head to toe, they can usually dress up and do their makeup the best out of any other race on the planet that I've seen. European, Russian, some Russian girls too, but European girls, because there's so many different types of European girls on top of that, they usually are by far the best at doing makeup, hair, you know, dressing up, all that stuff. They're the best, from what I've seen. There may be like in Sri Lanka or something like that, it's probably better that I haven't seen yet, but from what I've seen, and this is just my opinion of it, they, like in Europe, they put so much focus on art and dressing things up that they forget how to move freely when it comes time to relatively dance. Like with girls, like they don't get the blowjob rhythm here. Like it's terrible, man. Like I'm sure that like everywhere, I'm sure there's like a pocket of a girl who does do it well and blah blah blah. But in my entire experience of being in Europe, I've only had one girl who was like genuinely naturally good at like gagging and all that stuff like that. And I mean, like that girl could literally get you. She can make you come by jacking you off. Now that is a feat. Once you get like more experience with girls and you have sex with a lot of girls, if a girl can get you off by just a hand job, you got to tell her to stop and slow down just apart from her hand job. Like that is a gangster feat. Like, man, most women never learn how to get that far with sex. But I had one girl, and she was from Russia. And that's the only girl I had who was a good blowjob artists. And I tell you what, the only other, I've only had maybe three girls who were genuinely good at like, at fucking, like where I didn't have to keep pounding them, like they would pound me. And it was like, I mean, not like, you know, not like I'm a girl, but like they would like ride me and like in doggy style, they would back up on me. And you know what? And out of those three, I think two or three girls, they were all like half Brazilian or like, or they had traveled to South America and lived in South America for a while and then came back. And those girls, like the one I'm thinking of now, her name was Jennifer. Or like the Czech equivalent of it. And she would, and she like half the time when we would hook up, she would just like, I would just like jack off and just have her dance and twerk for me. Cause she was like an anomaly of a European woman. Like she had a naturally thick, jiggly ass, naturally thick, jiggly legs. She had a great personality and she knew how to dance and twerk. So, I mean, and she legit like knew how to dance. It wasn't like that bullshit. Like, you know, like when you know, on YouTube, you can find like twerking videos and those girls, like everything about how they're dancing and twerking just seems fake. Everything about it is, it's just like, it's almost, it's like, it's too choreographed to where like, it's not sexy. It's just like, you'd be better off just watching like a car drive down the street type of thing. Like, this girl was like as if she grew up in the hood and learned how to twerk and she was she has matter of fact, I'll probably go see her. She works at a brothel. I might go see her today, and I'm thinking about it. But yeah, from my experience, man, like, and tell me if you guys know any other. Maybe I'm going to the wrong places. I don't know, but from my perspective, like, European women are great to look at. They're great. Like they like. It's just in them to, it's in the Europe. I think it's in a lot of Europe to be more focused on art. Whereas like in America, we're not focused on art at anywhere near the same capacity. Like I said, when I went to the airport, when I flew back to the US from here, I flew into the Atlanta airport, and I'm walking around like, did I come into a homeless shelter? Like, cause the Belgium airport is beautiful. Charles de Gaulle is beautiful, although it's always a pain in the ass every time. Something always fucks up every time you go to French airport, but it's beautiful. Prague airport, like European airports are a lot better looking, like, and the people generally dress a lot better or take care of. Like I went, like I said, when I flew back to America, man, I was in an airport. It's like, ooh, like I'm in a homeless shelter. You know what I'm saying? It's just dirtier. Like, and then for the handful of women who do take care of themselves a little well, those women in America are just flat out, you know, they're celebrities in America for being like a normal European girl in America. That's a celebrity status girl. You see what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, man. And on another side of topic, see, see here in Europe, man, like it's far more common to walk. You see, like in America, man, unless you're like in New York City, or in like parts of Los Angeles, parts of California, walking, you are immediately considered poor. So people don't like to walk. And then also everything's much spread out in a lot of America. But here, since you walk a lot, like I fucked one girl, she had three kids, man. And like, cause like this is a walking country, this is a walking part of the world. So like, I mean, her body, like you really couldn't tell she had three kids. And she, like I said, she was 30 something. And she, like I said, those 30 year olds, they're great fucks. Don't marry them, but they're great fucks and they're great girlfriends. Never ever marry that shit or live with them unless you just go homeless. Then you can live with that. Never marry them. But you hear, man, like they walk. So like every, like you'll still see a fat one from time to time. I'm not saying that they still do exist here, but the norm is for women to, especially in comparison to the United States, the norm for women here is to be, you know, in good shape physically, like not all this, they still have some type of, you know, shape and appearance of a woman. You see what I'm saying? Once, because like I said, in America, nobody's walking. In America, the only time you're really walking any real distance is when you pay to go to a gym in America and most of it. So women, like, they're just losing all that. And on top of that, they're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're eating, you know, they're eating McDonald's Kentucky Fried Chicken. They're drinking. They're smoking. And they're just destroying their bodies at a much faster rate than the women here. But now I will say this. in America, the women are uglier, but they'll give better blowjobs. I think when I first flew back, the first girl I found gave me a blowjob. That was the best blowjob I had in years. And it was like just some random girl I found. But like I said, see, because in America, they're not really, the women there are not really built on, they're not really built on the artistic side of it. So they could dance a little more freely when it comes time to fuck and, you know, dance and stuff like that. They're more free because they're not like measuring everything. Like I said, with music, once you learn to measure everything, then you lose that ability to dance freely with it because you're always like tick. You're always on that tick, 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 tick. You're always on that in your head, and it weirdly like combats your ability to be free with it. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like. So, yeah, I definitely did. Like, I really wanted the title to something different, but I don't think I could without chances of, like, my channel getting, like suspended or something ridiculous. Because every time I watch other guys, and the second they start saying women, the second they start saying women or females or girls, when men do that, they're generalizing, and it immediately gets classified as hate speech once you do that. Now, some videos I hear, I'll come across, if it just says one man, like one, that I think those videos stand a better chance. But I think it's Donovan Sharp, because I was watching Donovan Sharp. I got an email from his little channel. It said he got suspended because he made, hey, Donovan Sharp, he made this guy. And I recommend everybody watch this. Donovan Sharp made this gangster ass video. He had me in tears. I had to pause it like every 4 seconds because he had me fucking crying. Because he was sitting reading this fucking manifesto or whatever the fuck it was. And he was reading how woman's nature is going to go in life with this sad romantic music playing in the background. Man, I was crying. Like, that dude had me dying laughing. And I left a comment. If it's still up, I don't know if it's still up, but go look under his comment section. And I left a comment, Austria Dick. And I said, this video is pretty gangster, but it's probably going to get taken down because you generalized all women. And literally, like, 2 days later, I did, yep, I got taken down. But, yeah, no, I highly recommend. I think his alternate channel is, like, Donovan Sharp 2 or Donovan Sharp 21 or some shit like that. But, yeah, check him out, man. Like, that last video had me dying laughing, man. That shit had me fucking, like, crying. I had to pause it every 4 or 5 seconds because I couldn't hear over my own laughter. but yeah, man, that's what I got today. I'm getting ready to go buy a telescope, man, because I don't know if I showed you guys, but the view from my place, I got like the whole view of downtown Prague in my window. I don't know if you can see it because I know cameras really fucking like kill quality, especially of views like this. But I'm getting ready to go buy a telescope, man, because I got this amazing view. And I mean, the view right now is great, but like now I kind of want to like experiment with it and play with it. So I think I'm going to buy a telescope, probably about $300-$400 telescope. I don't even know if that's a good quality telescope. Maybe if someone who's watching this knows telescopes, they can tell me what a good telescope is, and then I'll look into that because I don't know even how to really research and like, you know, read about telescopes because like I have no knowledge. To me, it'd be like buying like a well-made tailored suit, like, you know. One guy who doesn't know what he's doing may write a review and he's just a complete idiot because he doesn't know tailored suits. Whereas I can read it and know, like, yeah, I can pick apart who's an idiot and who's not because I know that world, but I don't know the telescope world. So if anybody knows about telescopes, definitely let me know.